Now back to more play-by-play action from the Alaska Airlines Club 49 studio on KINY.
All right, welcome back. And Masters competition for Huna. They'll have on their lineup, they do have, number 12, Joseph Cornell, number 20, Jeremy Martin. James Jack Jr. is number 21. 22 belongs to Dwayne Jack Sr. Albert Hinchman is number 23. Lonnie Holland is number 24. 25 number belongs to Adam Lee. Then we go with Andy Gray at 31. Louis White Sr. is 33. Kamal Lindoff is number 34. Mark Prippich, number 40. And rounding out their field of 11 is Michael Mills, number 45. They'll be in the white jerseys as we start off at center jump circle. In the black uniforms, Kluckwan. Eric McCormick is number 0. Number 5 belongs to Fred Forbes. Charlie Spud is number 10. Don Nash wears number 11. Number 12 goes to Frank Cornell. Pete Dorn is number 15. Ed Hotch, number 21. David Buss, number 22. Dan Hotch, number 24. Neil Erickson, number 32. And I have Jeff Sharbroich and Todd Poge on the roster with no numbers. So the boys in black come out. Looks like they're going to be heading right to left here, and that will be Kluckwan. And I'm not sure who is at center jump circle. I'm going to guess it's going to be number 5, Scott Forbes. Scott, the big playmaker. And Eric McCormick, the big three-point shooter. And now they all come to each other, and they start giving a high five. So your starting five, Eric McCormick, Scott Forbes. If I can catch the numbers, number 15 is Pete Dorn is out there for Kluckwan. And I'm missing 122. That's David Buss. And that's their five. 22 will do the jumping honors. And for Huna, they've got Joseph Cornell, Jerry Martin. Already went over those guys. And here's the tip, and the ball goes over immediately to Kluckwan. And Kluckwan will be heading down right to left here as this ball game's underway. One long shot, three-point land, and I didn't doubt that for a second that that's how it start off as Eric McCormick goes up, but he misses the shot. We go down the other way, and Angoon is going to get their first bucket. They'll get the first score as Mark Prippich puts in a two, so it's 2-0 now. Now it'll be Eric McCormick on the left side, works it down to Dorn on the baseline. Back out top the key as they go over to Neil Erickson in there, number 32. That was the fifth guy I missed. Back we go on the far side. That's Scott Forbes. Forbes looks to work it in. Back over to Erickson. Now to McCormick. McCormick passes underneath to Dorn on their right-hand baseline. Dorn can get a shot as he's covered by Michael Mills down there, the tall guy for Angoon. Kluckwan will move it back out. Long three right side up and nothing but net as Scott Forbes worked it around until he finally got exactly where he wanted to be. And we have a 3-2 lead, Kluckwan over Huna. Back we go the other way and Huna work it down. Left-hand baseline. Joe, nice double, quick two dribble into the lane. Turnaround jumper up and in, and Mark Prippich has four. And we have our second lead change of the game as Huna is now out by one, and we'll go back the other way. Kluckwan's going to shoot one in the right corner. And that one is an air ball. It missed by Neil Erickson. Come we back out as he gives it to David Buss. Buss tries one from three-point land on the left side.
Airborne shooter.
That one misses. And we go back down Huna way. Huna has one put up by can't see his number. He's sideways to me. Anyway, that shot misses, and Kluckwan will get the rebound, and they'll come down. Long three. Oh, and that one's good. So look at old Scotty Forbes. He's got a pair of threes just like that. 6-4 now is our second lead change, and Kluckwan's up by two. Angoon will bring it down now slowly to the near side. Kamal Lindoff with the ball, his first time to handle it. He's going to drive left side of the lane, shoots it up. No good, goes after his own rebound, tries to pass that underneath. That was intended for Michael Mills, getting a hand in there and knocking it out of bounds. It's Scott Forbes for Kluckwan, so Angoon will bring, or Huna will bring it back in. And they're going to go in the right-hand corner straight away. Oh, my Lord, that was something else. It's Neil Erickson. I'm sorry, it's Kamal Lindoff put one up, and it just rimmed around and then fell out. Rebound cleared off. Now we'll go back to Kluckwan way as Buss gets the bounce pass at half court. He's going to go up. I think he's going to be fouled. Yep, he is. That'll be the first foul of the ball game. He was shooting on the right side of the lane, and he was in the air, and he just got smacked, I think, whoever the defender was, and I didn't catch who that foul's on. I think it was on... his shot's up in and good. And so David Buss gets his first bucket, so it's now a 7-4 game, and that foul goes against number 34, Kamal Lindoff's the one. He was airborne. There wasn't any way he could stop it. And the next one up is David Buss gets 2, makes it now an 8-4 ball game. 4 points, double the score for Cluck One. Angoon near side as they trail by 4. They're going to work it down underneath. Big guy under there tries to work it in. Shots up, no good by 45. Mark Griffiths there to give the conversion attempt up, and that one misses. And Cluck One gets the rebound. They'll bring it down and... a layup on the right side by Scott Forbes. Misses. Rebound cleared off by Michael Mills for Huda. He'll bring it down. They set it up over on the left side. Go over to Jeremy Martin. Martin works it down the right side on the baseline. Little turnaround jumper from 8 up by Michael Mills. That one misses. Shouldn't have missed that one, but he did. And Cluck One with a 4-point lead gets the rebound. They'll bring it back down the other way. They're moving right to left down here. Long 3. Up, in, and good. And now we've got David Buss with a 3 and Scott Forbes with a pair of them and 2 free throws makes it 11-4. And up by 7 is Cluck One over Huna. On the left-hand dribble coming down for Huna, number 20, Jeremy Martin. Martin goes straight to the top of the key, then dribbles around Pete Dorn, jumps one up from 12, left side. Rebound misses, cleared off by Mark Prippich. Prippich back out now to... Dwayne Jack Sr. in there. And he passes underneath to Michael Mills, and Mills gets 2. So now we've got 3 twos for Huda to give them 6 points. They trail by 5 as Cluck One with 11 comes down the court. They'll pass over to McCormick. Left side 3-point land. He won't shoot, however. He goes underneath to Dorn. Dorn back out to Forbes. Forbes will work at the bus on the right side. He gets a screen, puts it up short. Off the rim in front, follows the shot, gets his own rebound, tries to put it up baseline. In there blocking it, Dwayne Jack, and they come back and picking off the rebound right in the middle of the lane for Cluck One is number 32, Neil Erickson. He'll put it up for 2, and now it's 13-6. Cluck One up by 5. Back we go the other way. Down the court, it'll be Jeremy Martin. Right side, he's going to work it down to Mark Prippich down on the left baseline. Prippich fakes left and dribbles right. Did that twice in a row now, gets in the paint, and actually that's his 3rd shot. These 2 of them, the last 2 were exactly identical movements. It's now 13-8 as they're back within 5. Cluck One with the lead will go to the top of the key. They'll give it off to Erickson. Erickson holding it up. Having a look around. Now he comes over on the left side. His bus comes out from the baseline. Bus will get right to the left-hand high post. Shots up. And it gets tipped by Mark Mills, but it goes right into the hands of Scott Forbes, who puts it up. Now he's got 8 as he gets 2 more on the board from the right side. Little layup from about 8. 15-8 the score now. Cluck One over Huna as Huna goes down, and missing the shot for Huna is Dwayne Jack Sr., and Forbes will go all the way down, coast to coast, tries a jumper over the top of 2 defenders, and it comes off the rim, and Huna gets the ball back, and they march down the other way. Back to the other end of the gym, Jack on the near side, right-hand high post with the ball. Dwayne passes out towards center court as he gives it over to Jeremy Martin. Jeremy Martin works it down underneath to Mark Prippich. Prippich back out to Dwayne Jack Sr. Turn around inside. Give it to Michael Mills. He'll put it up and in for 2. So all 10 points belong to Mark Prippich and Michael Mills, and they've all been from right underneath the bucket for Huna. They are down, however, 15-10, as Cluck One has a 5-point lead. Cluck One will go down, and Neil Erickson will set it up far side. Okay, now Eric McCormick will try another 3 from way out there on the right side. Missed one earlier from left, now missed one from right. I'm sure he'll find the range soon as we go back other way. Huna, and missing an easy one underneath is Mark Prippich. He's going to bring it back out. He'll give it to Dwayne Jack Sr., and Dwayne Jack Sr. says, you know what? I can shoot threes just like anybody else. And he does, and all of a sudden we have a 2-point ball game. 15-13. Huna down by 2, Cluck One with the ball in the lead. They're going to work it down into Pete Dorn, And Dorn's going to try a lamp in the lane, a whistle, and a foul, and he'll go to the free throw line shooting two. And we have only our second foul of the ball game, as that goes against Kluckwan's number 33. Let's see. Oh, I'm sorry. That's against Huna. That'll be on Louis White Sr. in the game now for Huna. So Dorn looking to get in the scorebook. Number 15 for Pete. Puts it off, up, and in, and that's good. He gets a free throw. And it's now a 16-13 three-point lead. Now we got all kinds of substitution as the whole Huna bench changes off. 25, 23, 12, and 31. So that'll be Adam Lee, Andy Gray, Albert Hinchman. Those three just came in. Back to the free throw line. Dorn's going to put it up. He gets two for Kluckwan. So now it's 17-13, and Kluckwan has a four-point lead. Huna bringing it in backcourt. Comes in from Albert Hinchman just in the game off to Kamal Lindoff. Kamal was the only one that didn't change out on that big bench trade-off here a minute ago. Kamal will bounce pass it over on the left side. Down on the baseline, driving from the far side in is, let's see, shot missed. That one was Joseph Cornell in. And the ball's knocked away out of bounds, so it'll be Kluckwan's ball in backcourt. 17-13, they have a four-point lead. Out left pass by McCormick into Scott Forbes. Forbes on the right-hand dribble, comes across the timeline, moves right now, stops, shoots a three-pointer from way out there, and it's barely off the front rim, picked off by number 30 to bring it down, or 31, Andy Gray. Gray gives it over to Albert Hinchman. Hinchman for Huna. Now passes it at midcourt to Adam Lee. Adam Lee back over to Hinchman. And they go to Kamal Lindoff. Lindoff will pass it over on the right side. Left-hand jump shot up off the glass by Albert Hinchman. Hinchman gets in the scorebook for Huna, and they're back within two. With a two-point lead, 17-15, here comes Kluckwan. Back to McCormick, out to over to far side to Forbes. Forbes looking in, now he'll bounce pass down the corner to Buss. Back to Hinchman, turnaround jumper in the lane. And that's Dan Nash, actually. And Dan Nash just came in. They both got gray hair. Yeah, I didn't see him come off the bench. He misses the 18-foot jumper, and now we go the other way. And Huna trying to work it in underneath, and there's going to be a whistle and a foul. That's going to go against Forbes, I believe. Yes, it is. So Scott Forbes gets the first foul for Kluckwan. And that brings number 34, Kamal Lindoff, a familiar name for a long time here for Huna in gold medal action. Kamal, right-handed shooter, puts it up, and now he's in the scorebook. So one thing about Huna, they let everybody play. I was looking at their game from yesterday. Almost everybody that played was in the scorebook. And right now, Kamal Lindoff puts up another one. That's good. So they've got five guys that have scored already. Dwayne Jack, Albert Hinchman, Kamal Lindoff, Mark Prippage, and Michael Mills. And it's all tied up at 17. A brand new ball game as we go back down Kluckwan direction. And coming in now is Charlie Spud. Spud will get the ball top of the key for Kluckwan. Now he'll come over on the near side to Buss. Buss on the right-hand dribble gets a screen for McCormick. Works it down on the baseline. Forbes is all alone. Oh, and he misses the easy one. Pushes it too far over the rim. Rebound cleared off by Kamal Lindoff. And Huna breaks down the other direction. Over on the far side, it'll be Albert Hinchman to set it up. Hinchman defended by Buss. Hinchman then gives in to Andy Gray. They work it down underneath in a reverse layup underneath. Tried by Joseph Cornell in. Cornell, I think, is going to be fouled. Let's see how they're going to call this one. Yep, he's going to go to the free throw line. And that'll be a foul against number 11, Don Nash, who just came in for Kluckwan. So each team has two fouls here in the first quarter. As we're under a minute to go, Huna breaking the tie. Just like that, we were tied at 17, our first tie of the ball game. And Cornell makes the free throw to make it 18-17. Sets now for his second. Kluckwan led most of his first quarter, but we seesawed back and forth. We had three lead changes. And the next one's up as Cornell gets a pair, and it's now 19-17. Huna with the lead by two. Under a minute to go, and a long pass for Kluckwan down. That was intended over there for Charlie Spud. It hit right on his left toe and bounced straight away from him at a right angle, and he couldn't get it and turns over to Angoon, or to Huna. Puna now will go down and bring it over to Albert Hinchman at midcourt, far side. Down to 30 seconds in the first quarter. Work it back into Gray. Gray turnaround jumper, rims all around. Oh, and it hangs on the flange on the back of the rim. Then it falls off. Rebound's tipped way outside by Kluckwan. And Huna picks it up. They fire it inside to Andy Gray. Andy, a turnaround jumper for 12. And now it's knocked out of bounds, and it'll be Kluckwan's ball in. So we've seen a ball stuck on the rim between the rim and the backboard. I've never seen one hang up on that flat flange that comes out and holds the hoop up. That almost did, and it stayed there for about 3 seconds. Back we go the other way, Kluckwan. They're down by two, 19-17. Long three, left side by Buss, misses. Rebound, Huna. Huna with the lead. They're going to bring it down, break it on the near side. They give it off to Adam Lee, and he puts one up from the right side, right at the buzzer. That's going to end our first quarter, and Huna hangs on to the lead to go into the break, 19-17. Back in 1 minute with quarter number two.
Gold medal basketball will continue in a moment, live from our play-by-play booth, powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49.
When I turn on the key, I just want it to start up and run.
North Star Auto understands and is now open to make sure that your vehicle, motorcycle, and four-wheeler are in tip-top running condition. From electrical diagnostics, fluid changes, to transmission services, suspension repair, and engine repairs and replacement. North Star is a full-service repair shop, and they work on any make and model. Professional, courteous, and always a fair price. Now open in the old Foreign Auto Building on Mall Road.
North Star Auto Care. To get it running again, call 209-5910.
Hi, it's Melissa with Glacier Gardens. To celebrate the birthday of my mom, Cindy, and her love for this community, we're starting Cindy's Spring Special early. Now through April 15th, buy a gift card at $25 or more and get 10% extra on us. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 9148 James Boulevard. Call us at 907-789-5166. From the grower to your garden, happy almost spring from Glacier Gardens.
Now, back to more play-by-play action powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49 on KINY.
Back in action. Huna with the lead. Inbounds it. They'll go to Prippich. Prippich works it underneath. He gives it off to Michael Mills. Mills' turnaround jumper from eight. That one misses. Cleared off and brought down court by Kluckwan as they move right to left. It'll be Spud in the far corner. Off to David Buss. Buss misses a shot, rebound back the other direction. Oh, and all alone on the left side to lay it up. Kamal Lindoff gets the first 2 points of the second quarter, and now Huna's up by four, 20, actually six, 23-17. And a shot down by Kluckwan, put up by Pete Dorn. Shot misses in the lane, trying to get the rebound. Scott Forbes. Forbes will be fouled. Got bumped in legs, walking it off a little bit. That foul goes in against number 40, Mark Prippich, as he gets the first foul of the second quarter. And up and in. Looks so easy when Scott Forbes shoots free throws. That one's good. Sets for his second. Doesn't waste time. Gets the ball from the referee and takes two quick dribbles and fires it up. That one misses, however, and rebound's cleared off by Huna, and they'll bring it down. Coming down will be Louis White. Senior goes to the top of the key, comes to Lindoff on the right side. Lindoff bounce passes back to Jeremy Martin at the top of the key. Lindoff goes left, Martin comes right, tries a three, it's up, it's good. Jeremy Martin gets in the scorebook with a three-pointer, and now it's 26-18. All of a sudden, Huna's just taken over. We were tied at 17 after they trailed all the way up there, and we've got a break in the action as Kluckwan's going to have a timeout, talk about what can we do about this situation, because we're going backwards really fast. We'll take a 30-second break. 26 for Huna, 18 for Kluckwan. Back with more.
Play-by-play action on KINY, powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49, continues in a moment.
The month of March is filled with racing everything on wheels. Napa Auto Parts is also the proud sponsor of many race teams, including Chase Elliott in NASCAR, Alexander Rossi in IndyCar, Brad Sweet in the World of Outlaws Sprint Car, Austin Herzog in ARCA West, and, of course, Ron Capps in the NHRA Funny Car. Napa knows how to keep these vehicles running strong, so stop by Napa Glacier Auto Parts and see what we can do to help keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Napa Glacier Auto Parts, nationally known, family-owned, and locally trusted.
Napa know-how! Napa know-how!
Now back to more play-by-play action from the Alaska Airlines Club 49 studio on KINY.
Kwok Wong will inbound it after the timeout. They're down 26-18, an 8-point spread. They're going to work it down on the baseline to Dorn. Dorn's going to, oh, he loses it in the paint. And it's turned over, and here comes Jeremy Martin down for Huna. Jeremy goes all the way to the left side. Oh, he's wide open and all alone for a three. Puts it up from the far side. However, it won't go. Underneath, the conversion taken down. Michael Mills gets his 6 point as he puts two up on the board. And it's 28-18 now, a 10-point spread. As Huna has come all the way from a 17-point tie. And a long three on the right side by Scott Forbes misses for Kwok Wong. Huna gets the rebound. Jeremy Martin will bring it down, passes underneath, and a nice put up by Lindoff. So we've got four for him now in this quarter, and it's 30-18, 12-point lead. Back we go the other way as Kwok Wong has just gone flat. They've scored 1 point since we were tied at 17, and that was a free throw. Spud, top of the key to McCormick. McCormick takes a step left, now moves right, passes it off. As Frank Cornell's in now for Kwok Wong. Cornell gets the handle. Oh, and he tries to bounce pass over to Buss. Bad pass. Jeremy Martin will pick it up. Martin down on the right side. Lindoff's all by himself. Up. Oh, an air ball from the right side. It was right on line. At least it looked sort of like it was. And it gets inbounded over on the left side to Buss. Buss out to Scott Forbes. Back to David Buss as Kwok Wong works it right side. Waiting for McCormick. McCormick limping a little bit, so they're kind of holding it up while he comes back down. He's going to stay in, however. And the ball is out of bounds on the far end. Or we might have... Everybody's walking very slow. Okay, yeah, it was. So it'll be inbounded by Huna. Huna's going to bring it over on the near side. Give it off to Louis White Sr. Louis works it in underneath to Michael Mills. I don't know if we had a travel or what we had. It's very hard sometimes to pick up these signals from the officials. Anyway, the ball is dead, and it'll be inbounded in backcourt by Kwok Wong as Buss will bring it in to Scott Forbes, and Forbes will bring it down. Bounce passes on the far side. He goes over to Cornell. Cornell back right-hand high post, long three up in, and that's good, and that's the second three for David Buss. And finally, Kwok Wong's getting a couple of scores here. It's 30-21. They're back within nine. Back we go in a direction. Jeremy Martin comes all the way down, gets on the left side, goes right in between two defenders, jumps it up. It's up. It's good for two, and it's 21-32. Back with the 11-point lead. Back we come down now as Cornell will bring it down now for Kwok Wong. He'll work it over on the far side. They go into Pete Dorn in the paint, back top of the key to Forbes. Then they come back over and give it to Neil Erickson. Erickson's going to come left and bounce pass underneath Dorn. Dorn's been getting the passes in the lane, but he cannot shoot over the top of Michael Mills, so he just passes it back out. I think when they go inside, they're hoping to open something up around the perimeter, and he brings it right back out. David Buss will move towards center court. Now he's going to come back in. He tries a three from the right side. His shot misses. Rebound's cleared off by Huna. They'll bring it down. Long shot. Three-point land. Left side. That one's good. Count of three. Give it to Louis White. He's in the scorebook. 35-21. 14-point lead now for Rangoon. Back we go the other way. Buss will use a screen on the far side to get down in the corner. Back to Pete Dorn in the lane. Back out top of the key. Give it to Forbes, and he'll put up a three. So threes on each end of the gym, but it's still a big lead for Huna. As they're up 35-24, they have the ball. Back over to White. Now on the near side, a three-point attempt's going to be up off the back of the rim. That one misses by Martin. Then he follows his shot and gets a rebound in the lane, puts it up, whistle foul. He'll go to the free throw line. And that foul will go against number 12, Frank Cornell, who gets his first foul. Now there's one team foul here on each end of the court in the second quarter. Free throws up, rims around from the right, won't drop in for Jeremy Martin. Martin's got 5 points all here in this second quarter, a three and a two. Now 33 and 34 are sitting down. That is Louis White Sr. and Lindoff. Coming back, it is Dwayne Jack Sr. shot at the free throw line. That one misses by Martin as he missed a pair. Ball's knocked out of bounds, and it'll be Kwok Wong in backcourt. Down to about 4 minutes, almost four and a half here in the first half of play. So the winner goes to championship tomorrow. Puna up 35-24, 11-point lead over Kluckwan. Kluckwan in Masters competition has Scott Forbes bringing the ball down court. He'll come on the near side to bust. Thought about three, left side won't. Goes back in, did a little fake to get Michael Mills out of, or Prippage out of the way, and he lost a handle on the ball. And it'll be Puna to bring it down. Long three, left side. That one's short by Albert Hinchman, who tries a three. Rebound cleared off Kluckwan. They're down by 11. They come back the other direction. Work it over on the left side. Charlie Spud back in. Gives off to Forbes on the left-hand baseline. Forbes takes a pass and puts it up for three. Off the rim, right back to him, but it's picked away. And Puna gets the ball, brings it down. They've got a man open right side. Oh, he gets shut down quickly. Martin tried to drive in the lane. Kluckwan causes a turnover underneath. As Andy Gray's back in as well for Puna. Kluckwan drives down, gives it to Spud. He tries to turn around and pass it, and he finally does as he gives it off to Forbes. Back to Spud, now to Forbes off of Pete Dorn. Back to Dorn in the lane. He's going to finally turn around and jump it up. Or Don Nash, sorry, and Don gets his first two. So it's 35-26. And we go the other way as the ball's stolen from Puna as they had kind of a lazy come down the court, and that cost them because it was taken away by David Buss, and Buss gets two here in the quarter, and he gets fouled by Jeremy Martin, who picks up his first foul. So now it's 35-28 as Kluckwan gets back within seven, and Buss will shoot a free throw, chance for a three-point play. He got the two, got fouled on the way. Basket counted. Free throws up off the rim, and that's good. He gets three the hard way. 35-29. Kluckwan back within six. Outlet pass goes into Dwayne Jack Sr. Jeremy Martin, sorry. Jeremy will bring it down. Now we've got a timeout on the floor. We're going to take a break in the action. Waiting for the official to tell me how long. We've got about 3 minutes and 20 seconds left. We'll take a 30-second break. It's Kluckwan 29 behind Puna, who's got 35.
Gold medal basketball will continue in a moment. Live from our play-by-play booth, powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49.
Spring has sprung, and Western Auto Marine is ready. Rain gear, extra toughs, and all the stay dry, stay warm gear is right upstairs at Western Auto Marine. If you're getting the boat ready, come check out the latest from Lowrance. And don't forget to pick off the boat and trailer goodies for another year of safe fishing. The rod and reel combinations are ready for you, too. And for your pup, check out the new pet blankets in gobs of colors. Western Auto Marine Grants Plaza. What you need, when you need it.
Now, back to more play-by-play action powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49 on KINY.
And back in action. The ball will be inbounded. Goes straight away to Puna. Picking it up for Puna. Number 31, Andy Gray, turns around, jumps it up, and the bucket's good, and a whistle, and he gets fouled. That foul goes against number 32, Neil Erickson. And so he got two, and now the free throw's up, and that one is good. So Andy Gray is in the book with a free throw and a two-pointer, and it's 38-29 as Puna's back up by eight. Now we go back Kluckwan direction. They're going to work it down in the left corner to Charlie Spud. Back out to Buss. Left-hand high post, shots up no good on the long try. Cleared off by Jeremy Martin, and the boys in white going from left to right here at George Houston Gym. That's from Glacier Highway towards the foyer. Work it down. They've got the lead. They've got the ball. Hook pass on the near side. Three-point shot wide open. Up, and that one will miss by Albert Hinchman. Albert only has 2 points in the first quarter. He's tried a couple threes. Back we go the other direction as Kluckwan brings the ball down in the person of David Buss. And Buss will work to Forbes, who comes all the way around the left, goes right around three defenders, and Scott Forbes gets two now. He's got 13 points here in the game. It's 38-31. He brings Kluckwan back within seven. And almost stolen down here as Scott Forbes comes right away. And a pass was intended over in the near corner to Albert Hinchman, but knocked away. So Laguna will retain it under their own bucket. They'll bring it in the near side, right in front of the Klukwan bench. So Laguna's got too many men on the floor. Officials caught that. So coming out of there, save the problem, is Adam Lee. The inbounds pass will go into Jeremy Martin. Martin on the left-hand dribble goes to the top. Oh, nice move by Jeremy Martin. He comes to the top of the key. Looked like he was going to pass it off to Louis White. And so the defenders went towards Louis, and he went right in between them. However, the shot misses it. He had a nice play but missed the shot. Ball goes out of bounds. It'll be inbounded in backcourt by Klukwan. Outlet pass will be thrown in by number 5, Scott Forbes. Forbes goes into Neil Erickson, who'll bring it down. Neil on the right-hand dribble takes his time here in Masters competition. Masters can have some pretty fast games, but for the most part, they take it slow. Nice pick set on the right side for David Buss. As David will go all the way around right down to the baseline, puts it up, shot misses, rebound. Huna coming all the way down is Kamal Lindoff. Lindoff drives the left side, puts it up, and deflected out of bounds. Foul against number 20. That's number 2. 38-31, a 7-point ball game with Huna with the lead. Huna loses the ball out of bounds. It'll be inbounded again by Klukwan in backcourt. Spud will throw it in. This time it'll be brought down court by Scott Forbes. Forbes comes over on the left side. Gives it in now to Pete Dorn back in. Dorn back to Spud, over on the far side to Forbes. Long three, rattles the cage. It takes its time, but it goes in. And Forbes now has 4 threes and a bunch more. 38-34. All of a sudden, we have a 4-point ball game. Huna was up by 11. They slowed things way down. Now they try and move it inside, pass to Michael Mills. Mills can't hang on to it. And it goes back to Klukwan, and Forbes will bring it down as the pace picks up. Forbes tries the three right side, way short. And they tried to tip it back in, but that's out of bounds, and so that ball will be dead, and it'll be inbounded by Huna. Almost had back-to-back points there, which would have really closed the gap for Klukwan, but they couldn't capitalize on it. And Huna will come down trying to regain some of that lead they had a little while ago. And a very sloppy fadeaway jumper by Michael Mills misses. Rebounds cleared off and brought down Klukwan way. Scott Forbes comes in from the right. Oh, and he's got somebody all over the back of him. I mean, like literally hanging on him like it was when you pick up your kids and carry them on your back. That's going to go against Adam Lee. Puts his hands up over his head like, oh, my God, I can't believe I did that. Well, you did, Adam. Now you stand on the side of the lane while Scott Forbes shoots free throws.
Gold medal basketball will continue in a moment. Live from our play-by-play booth, powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49. Hey there, movers and shakers. At Kootsnawu, Inc., we're not just managing assets, we're creating legacies. Our mission? To weave economic benefits with cultural pride. All while having a laugh along the way. This year at Kootsnawu, we want to show our support for the players during gold medal. Play hard, laugh hard, and have fun, everyone. Kootsnawu, Inc. We're all about the fun while promoting economic benefits and cultural pride. Good luck to all the players.
Attention all shoppers. Duck Creek Market is your ultimate convenience destination. Whether you're stocking up on beers, wines, liquor, or grabbing everyday staples like eggs, buns, sandwich meats, ice, and sodas, they've got it all. Why stress over multiple stops? Duck Creek Market is your one-stop shop located on Stephen Richards Drive. Swing on by and pick up your essentials on your way home. Duck Creek Market, the most convenient convenience store in the heart of the valley.
Now back to more play-by-play action from the Alaska Airlines Club 49 studio on KINY.
And while we lose it, we've got action at both ends of the gym, and a whistle and a foul is going to go against Dwayne Jack Sr., and that'll put Forbes back to the free throw line. He was just shooting one when we left, which he hit. Now he puts one up here on this first of two, and he hits one of them and misses it, and that makes the score now 38-37 as Klukwan is back within a 1-point separation here. Say we're down by 11, and there's the buzzer to end our second quarter. We're going to go to halftime. Huna up 38-37. I'll take a 90-second break, do a quick halftime recap, and then we'll send it back, and we'll start the third quarter in a little bit. Gold medal basketball coming your way from the George Houston Gym. Huna's up by one in Masters competition.
Play-by-play action on KINY, powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49, continues in a moment.
Attention thrill seekers, it's time to give your ride the attention it deserves, a spring checkup for your two-wheeled companion. When was the last time you treated your bike to some TLC? Yeah, it's overdue. Bring your bike to Cycle Alaska today and they'll assess all your needs. Then their team will perform their magic, getting your bike in and out like a superhero in a flash. And ready for spring riding. At Cycle Alaska, they get it. Adventure and bikes are a match made in heaven. Let your wheels transport you to places you've only dreamt of. Where's your bike taking you next? The thrill awaits.
Affordable Auto and Tire has proudly served Southeast since 2001. Evelyn, Jack, and staff welcome everyone to the 75th Gold Medal Celebration. In honor of this amazing tradition, they are offering a free brake and tire inspection during Gold Medal Week. Affordable Auto and Tire offers a great selection of Bridgestone, Firestone tires in commercial, as well as passenger and truck tires in stock. Affordable can ship to you. Affordable Auto and Tire, your Bridgestone, Firestone authorized dealer located at 8825 Mallard Street. Call 790-9332 to make your appointment.
Now back to more play-by-play action from the Alaska Airlines Club 49 studio on KINY.
All right, welcome back to halftime. As Huna was behind for the first part of this game, then we were tied at 17, and all of a sudden there was a 10-point run by Klukwan. Huna made 1 point in that 10-point run, so then all of a sudden they turned around and just grabbed it all and came back with it. Now, as we end the half, Huna has a one-point lead, 38-37. Here's how it looked for individual scoring for Klukwan. 17 points go to Scott Forbes, 2 points to Don Nash, 2 points to Pete Dorn, actually four. Four for Pete, as he had a pair of free throws that I missed. Then we go to 11 points for David Buss. So between Buss and Forbes, they've got 28 of the 37 points for Klukwan. And finally, Neil Erickson rounds it out with 2 points. Individually for Huna, they've spread it out all over the sheet. Almost everybody's been off the bench. Cornell has two. Jeremy Martin has five. 3 points go to Dwayne Jack Sr. Albert Hinchman has two. Andy Gray has a total of three. 3 points to Louis White Sr. Kamal Lindoff has six. Mark Prippich has six. And Michael Mills has six. So we'll take a 3.5-minute break here at halftime as it's Huna up by one, 38-37 in Masters competition over Klukwan. Back with the second half after these messages from KINY.
Gold medal basketball will continue in a moment, live from our play-by-play booth, powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49. With longer days and more daylight, it's time to stop daydreaming about spring and start planning for it. Think about repowering your boat now to be ready for Spring Kings. Carl's Auto and Marine has Honda and Suzuki outboards ranging from 2.3 to 350 horsepower, including the new Honda BF350 V8. Financing APRs as low as 4.99% OAC. Learn how Carl's can repower to your needs or just get your boat ready for the water. Carl's Auto and Marine on Camden, just off Industrial.
Gold medal is back. See, Alaska is excited to welcome the Juneau Lions Club Gold Medal Basketball Tournament. See, Alaska wishes the players and teams the best of luck this week and hope that everyone enjoys the games. See, Alaska's mission is to strengthen people, culture, and homelands of the Tlingit, Haida, and Tsimshian people. See, Alaska is a proud sponsor of Gold Medal.
My fellow Alaskans, there's nothing better than an epic Subway Series footlong sub, except when you add a new footlong sidekick, like the new Cinnabon footlong churro, covered in cinnamon sugar deliciousness, or the footlong Annie Ann's pretzel, salted and baked to perfection with a honey mustard shot. And let's not forget the gooey Subway footlong chocolate chip cookie, the perfect end to any meal. Order one with your favorite Subway Series sub today and decide for yourself. What's your favorite sidekick?
Juno Auto Mall. 8 brands, 6 dealerships, and 1 goal. Deliver a 21st century car buying experience. New or used, browse a boatload of inventory in person or online at JunoAuto.com. Plus, schedule test drives, book appointments, and get pre-approved even before walking through our doors. Work with our team of professionals trained to help you find the right ride for your next adventure. At Juno Auto Mall, we know cars and we care about you. Swing by or give us a call today.
Attention all shoppers. Duck Creek Market is your ultimate convenience destination. Whether you're stocking up on beers, wines, liquor, or grabbing everyday staples like eggs, buns, sandwich meats, ice, and sodas, they've got it all. Why stress over multiple stops? Duck Creek Market is your one-stop shop located on Stephen Richards Drive. Swing on by and pick up your essentials on your way home. Duck Creek Market, the most convenient convenience store in the heart of the valley.
Now, back to Gold Medal Basketball on KINY. Live from our play-by-play booth, powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49.
All righty, welcome back. Mike Clasby here to bring you the second to last day of gold medal action. And today we've got 4 games. This one right now in Masters will put somebody into the championship game. And let's see, that'll be against Sitka. Yeah, is that right? Yes, it is. Sitka will be playing in the championship Saturday at 1 o'clock. And then our next game will be women's competition, and that's going to be Haynes and Yakutat. The winner of that one will go against Prince of Wales in the 3 o'clock game tomorrow. Then our 5 o'clock game today is C competition, Huna and Metlakatla. And the winner of that one will go to the 5 o'clock game tomorrow against Heidelberg. Then we go with Huna and Angoon tonight at 7 in B competition. That should be a great game. And the winner of that one will go against Heidelberg in the championship B bracket game tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. So that's what's happening. We're at 38-37. Huna has a one-point lead, and we're back in action for quarter number 3 as both teams change directions. Clock 1 will be moving down from left to right here away from Glacier Ave here at the George Houston Gym. They'll go to McCormick now. McCormick right side. Thinking about 3. Well, oh, you know what? He passed it inside. That's too bad and unfortunate. Pete Dorn passed it off to him. Then Dorn went down to the baseline and started running right. I think McCormick thought Dorn was going to turn around. He threw it to him, and it hit Dorn in the back and went out of bounds. So it'll be Huna ball in backcourt. They'll bring it all the way down. Layup right side off the glass. Won't go. Rebound attempt as Jeremy Martin tries to get his own missed shot. And it looks like, yep, Jeremy will be going to the free throw line. He was 1-for-2 from the stripe in the second quarter. That's foul number 2 against number 5, Scott Ford for Kluckwan. And Martin puts the shot up, and that one misses. First free throw, he'll shoot his second. 38-37, Huna has a one-point lead, and now it's 2. As Martin goes 1-for-2, and it's 39-37. Now we'll go back Kluckwan direction. In the game, Lonnie Holland now for Huna. Ooh, nice 3 from the left side. That belongs to Louis White. 39-40. I'm sorry, I give you the wrong shooter. That was Kluckwan that got the shot. So they get 3, and it's 40-39. And go back the other direction. And 2 points put up for Huna as they get 2. And it's at 40-41, so just like that, we have 2 more lead changes. That's a total of 5. Clock 1, right side. Boss with the ball, gives to Forbes. Forbes drives the baseline, fadeaway jumper from the right side. Won't go, rebound cleared off by Louis White. White going to pass it as they break on 2 passes all the way down the court, and they get it to Mark Prippage. And Mark started off the first quarter, first couple of minutes under the bucket with 3 twos. Now he's starting off the third quarter with 1 under there for 2, and it's a 43-40 3-point lead by Huna. And then Huna puts the pressure on Kluckwan down here and causes a turnover. So Huna could pick up another point here and get back-to-back scores after the turnover. Now we've got a whistle over on the far side. Oh, you know, I know what it is. I can. It's so hard. We can't hear what the officials are saying. So would they have a double buzzer here, and that's what happened. The first buzzer went off, they started play, and then a second buzzer went, so they had to stop the ball and start all over, and so it'll be Huna to inbound it. They're going to come over as Huna puts up a shot left side. That went up by Martin. His shot gets blocked and knocked away. Kluckwan gets the loose ball. They'll bring it down, come immediately to the right side to David Buss, and Buss thinks about three but won't shoot it. He'll bounce pass into Forbes, reverse layup. It gets partially blocked in there by Lonnie Holland. And Huna comes down. They try a pass at midcourt. That was intended for Prippich. And in there, Kamal Lindoff, as Prippich is trying to hand it off to Lindoff. Lindoff ends up on the floor. The ball ends up out of bounds. It came off of Kluckwan. Nope, it came off of Huna. So it'll be Kluckwan's ball in. All the guys were confused. They needed an official to come and say, wait a minute, here's what's going to happen. And what happens is Scott Forbes inbounds it to McCormick, and here comes Kluckwan. McCormick will come top of the key, gives on the far side to David Buss. Buss works it underneath. Oh, and he missed the bunny as that Pete Dorn broke loose from the left side, puts it up, and rolls it right off the rim into the hands of Huna. They come back down court, and they'll pass it, get it down underneath. They go up to Lonnie Howland. He puts one up from eight. That easy shot misses. Back the other direction. Long three left side by Buss for Kluckwan. His shot misses. Rebound Huna. Back the other direction. Lindoff goes down, tries to shoot one over the top of Forbes and misses. And Forbes is going to get the foul. That'll be his third. Lindoff will go to the free throw line. So none of these guys are used to running back and forth five times on this gym. I'll guarantee you that. So 43-40, Huna at the free throw line in the person of Kamal Lindoff. They're up by three. And they're still up by three as Kamal misses the first free throw attempt. He had two for two in the first quarter, picked up two twos in the second quarter. He's got 6 points in the game. Kamal, right-handed shooter, now pushes this one off, and that's going to drop. So he goes one for two here on this trip to the free throw line, and it's 44-40 as his team's back up by four. And McCormick for Kluckwan, trailing by four, comes down left side, goes to Buss. Buss defended all over the place by Louis White Sr. Buss will finally get it back to McCormick. Three-point attempt, top of the key, it's up, it's in, and it is nothing but net. And McCormick finally gets in the scorebook with a three and makes it a one-point game. 44-43, Huna with the lead, Huna with the ball. Right corner, long three up in the corner over there. And I'm not sure who that is. Let's see. Oh, that's number 20. That was Jeremy Martin. He gets a three. Back we go the other direction for Kluckwan as we have a 47-43. Huna back up by four, and David Buss gets free down on the right baseline. A pass to him, but Kamal Lindoff immediately shuts it off. So Buss will bring it out and give it to McCormick for Kluckwan. McCormick right-hand high post over on the left side. To the left-hand high post. Long three from Forbes over there for Kluckwan. That one misses. Rebound cleared off by Dwayne Jack Sr. They'll work it down. They're going on the left side and give it off to Lonnie Howland. And Lonnie Howland now gets in the scorebook and makes it 49-43 as Huna's back up by six. So the only two that haven't scored for Huna, James Jack Jr. and Adam Lee. Kluckwan on the other side gives off to Buss. Buss trying to get around Lindoff. Jump passes into Dorn. Left side of the lane. Dorn dribbles twice, holds it up. And he tried to pass back to Buss and almost stolen by Kamal Lindoff. So Kamal's getting pretty speedy here, and he's getting himself around the gym and causing some anguish for Kluckwan. And Kamal needs a breather. So coming in for him will be number three, Albert Hinchman, to get back in. Hinchman will inbound it right in front of. So Hinchman trying to get the ball. Then David Buss for Kluckwan comes over, pats Hinchman on the back and says, hey, buddy, it's our ball. So now Hinchman figures out what's going on. So it'll be Kluckwan to inbound it as Buss goes into Forbes. We're down to 5 minutes here in the third quarter. Whoa, Forbes is going to drive all the way to the lane as he gets right past number 23, Albert Hinchman. And Forbes gets his first two of the second half. 49-45 is Kluckwan back within four. Down we go to Hona's end of the gym. Pass off from Martin to Adam Lee. Adam Lee tries to get a three, misses. He's not in the scorebook yet. One of only two on the Hona team. His shot misses. Kluckwan comes up with a rebound after a little scuffle. Oh, and it's going to be a loose ball. As stopping at one-third court down is David Hinch, or Neil Erickson, and he gets Hona to double-team him. They slap the ball away. It loses, comes out of bounds. However, it did come off of Hona. So it'll be Kluckwan ball back in as we near the four-minute mark. They'll work it over on the left side, giving it off to Don Nash back in. Nash will drive down the baseline. Tries to bounce pass it inside. It's slapped away by number 12, Joseph Cornell for Hona. Knocks it out of bounds, so it'll be an inbounds for Kluckwan under their own bucket. Now we're going to have substitution for Kluckwan. Coming in is Frank Cornell. Going to sit down is Neil Erickson. Now we'll go back and Kluckwan will inbound it. Substitution's out of the way. Goes into Forbes. Bounce pass out as they go up to Charlie Spud, left side. He passes to David Buss. Buss on, comes around the three-point circle to the right. Kamal Lindoff right there, also defending Adam Lee. Now Lee makes Buss go to the top of the key. And Lee drives down the lane. David Buss picks the two on a very nice move down the right side of the paint. And it's 49-47. Kluckwan back within two. Long three, left side. That went up. Jeremy Martin, shot misses. Rebound, Kluckwan. Man loose down on the end. Quick half-court pass. That's put up by Spud. Spud shot misses. Rebound cleared off by Hona. Jeremy Martin will go down the other way as the pace picks up. He's going to go right in the lane, puts it up from 12. Shot misses, cleared off by Forbes for Kluckwan. Now we'll go back the other direction. Under 4 minutes now in the third quarter, 49-47. Hona with a two-point lead. On the right-hand dribble across the timeline. David Buss will come right. Gets a screen, uses it, go down to the baseline. And he's being defended by Adam Lee. He's all over him, reaching in, and Adam might have finally got too much skin. And he's going over and saying something to the official, but he's going to get the whistle and the foul. And that'll be the second foul on Adam Lee. So that'll simply let Kluckwan inbound it. And guess who's in right now, folks? I think, well, maybe not. Maybe he's just coaching. I thought Ed Hotch was going to come in for Kluckwan. And looks like, do we have a timeout? Yeah, finally. And it'll be a 60. We're going to take a one-minute break. It's Hona 49, Kluckwan 47. Back in 1 minute.
Play-by-play action on KINY, powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49, continues in a moment.
Hi, it's Melissa with Glacier Gardens. To celebrate the birthday of my mom, Cindy, and her love for this community, we're starting Cindy's Spring Special early. Now through April 15th, buy a gift card at $25 or more and get 10% extra on us. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 9148 James Boulevard. Call us at 907-789-5166. From the grower to your garden, happy almost spring from Glacier Gardens.
When I turn on the key, I just want it to start up and run.
North Star Auto understands and is now open to make sure that your vehicle, motorcycle, and four-wheeler are in tip-top running condition. From electrical diagnostics, fluid changes, to transmission services, suspension repair, and engine repairs and replacement. North Star is a full-service repair shop, and they work on any make and model. Professional, courteous, and always a fair price. Now open in the old Foreign Auto Building on Mall Road.
North Star Auto Care. To get it running again, call 209-5910.
Now back to more play-by-play action from the Alaska Airlines Club 49 studio on KINY.
All right, back in action after the timeout. Hona will bring the ball in backcourt, inbounded by Jeremy Martin. As he gives off to Kamal Lindoff, and the boys in white with a two-point lead come down. Kamal shoots a three straight away from the top of the key, rims all the way around one and a half times and rolls away. Goes out of bounds. So it'll be Kluckwan to bring it in backcourt, going the other direction. Kluckwan down by two, will inbound it to number 10, Charlie Spud. Spud gets a pass from McCormick. Now at half court, Spud passes back to McCormick on the near side, right in front of the score table. And McCormick will set it up, take it to the left side. They go to Forbes. Forbes out, left-hand high post. Oh, he's going to try and shoot a three. Gets slapped away. Nice block by Louis White. Turns it over. Hona all alone down at the other end. Quick pass is getting down there. Was Mark Krippich, and Mark picks up his fourth point of the third quarter, and it's 51-47. Huna back up by four, and coming down, it's going to be a bad pass by Scott Forbes for Klockwan over in the left corner as he throws it right into the bleachers. And so Huna, who just picked up two on a turnover, will bring it down court as Krippich inbounds it. Going down the right side is going to be Martin. Oh, and Martin's going to drive in the lane and shoot a left-hand shot from about 14. That misses. Rebound cleared off by Huna. Back out to Lindoff, and he'll try a three from the left-hand high post. That one misses. Rebound cleared off by McCormick. Over to Spud. Down to Buss. Three-pointer right side as we come quickly down the court. That shot misses. And getting the ball is Louis White. He tries a half-court pass down the other way to Jeremy Martin, but Jeremy trips up trying to grab it, or he got fouled. I'll wait and see exactly what the call is. Sometimes we get a lazy game going, and the officials are kind of the same way with how they show their signals. A lot of times they just tell it to the score table, so we have to wait and kind of interpret what happened. Anyway, it's going to be inbounded by Huna, and they're going to go right into Jeremy Martin. Martin's going to come from the right side, put it up. They have a four-point lead, and they're going to say the basket will not count. He traveled. So turnover back to Klockwan. Inbounds pass goes in from Scott Forbes to McCormick. McCormick, probably the biggest guy on the floor as far as body size. You know, he's just a big, stocky, husky guy. Brings it down top of the key. He'll come over and give it off to Forbes. Forbes to Charlie Spud on the left side. Then David Buss is over, takes it from Spud. Buss gets double manned out at towards midcourt. Now they go to Spud. Oh, and he shoots a three up over on the left side. So Charlie Spud gets in the scorebook now for Klockwan. We have a 51-50 one-point game. Huna with one-point lead. Come down. They give it on the near side to Louis White. White moves it back to Jeremy Martin. He goes down on the baseline to White, who came down from the left side. Shoots a three from the right side. He just turns around and answers that other three back, and it's 54-50. They're back up by four. So they've been hanging on to that four-point lead, Huna has, and they just won't let Klockwan close the gap by getting any closer than one. Klockwan comes down, tried to shoot one from the left side. That was David Buss to put it up. There's going to be a foul against Huna, and it'll be Lindoff to get it. So he's got two fouls now, and so Klockwan will inbound it. They're down by four, 54-40. We're down to 42 seconds in the third quarter. McCormick gets the inbounds pass. A long three, left side, look good, won't go. Cleared off underneath. Don Nash trying to put it up, reaching over the top and blocking it. Nice move by, turn towards me now. So it was Joseph Cornell back in. He blocked the shot. So it's Huna's ball in backcourt with 26 seconds. As they come down court with a four-point lead, 54-50, they'll give off over the far side to Louis White. White comes now back to the left on the dribble. They're just going to use the clock. They're looking for the buzzer to end the third quarter. Back out to Kamal Lindoff. Buss is all over Lindoff trying to get that ball away from him. Back to Louis White. White now top of the key. He'll go back over to Cornell. Cornell on the far side. Louis White tries a three up, and that one's no good. There was a whistle and a foul before the shot. It wouldn't have counted anyway. Foul's going to go against number 10. That'll be Charlie Spud for Klockwan. Picks up his second foul in the ball game. Substitution now for Huna as Andy Gray will come in. So still, Adam Lee and James Jack Jr., the only two without scores. 9 seconds left as Huna inbounds it. They got a four-point lead. Top of the key is a three-pointer put up right at the buzzer. Rims around, won't go. Good try. Adam Lee wanted to get the scorebook, almost did. That's going to end our third quarter. It's Huna 54, Klockwan 50, and Masters competition. We'll be back in 1 minute.
Gold medal basketball will continue in a moment. Live from our play-by-play booth, powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49.
Juno Auto Mall. 8 brands, 6 dealerships, and 1 goal. Deliver a 21st century car buying experience. New or used, browse a boatload of inventory in person or online at junoauto.com. Plus, schedule test drives, book appointments, and get pre-approved even before walking through our doors. Work with our team of professionals trained to help you find the right ride for your next adventure. At Juno Auto Mall, we know cars and we care about you. Swing by or give us a call today.
The month of March is filled with racing everything on wheels. Napa Auto Parts is also the proud sponsor of many race teams, including Chase Elliott in NASCAR, Alexander Rossi in IndyCar, Brad Sweet in the World of Outlaws Sprint Car, Austin Herzog in ARCA West, and of course, Ron Capps in the NHRA Funny Car. Napa knows how to keep these vehicles running strong, so stop by Napa Glacier Auto Parts and see what we can do to help keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Napa Glacier Auto Parts, nationally known, family owned, and locally trusted. Napa Know-How!
Now, back to more play-by-play action, powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49 on KINY.
And we're back. Asuna will start off the fourth quarter with the ball. They have the lead. They're going to pass it. They'll go inside to Mark Prippage. Prippage tries a little fadeaway jumper from eight, and that drops, but it's blocked, and he's fouled. So he'll go to the free throw line, and that will be number four foul on Scott Forbes. So in gold medal, each team member gets six fouls, and that's been a fortunate situation a couple times because usually your leading scorer is one that's most aggressive on the floor, and he'll get the action, but he'll also get the fouls, and Forbes now has four as Prippage misses the first free throw from the line. Huna with the ball and a second free throw attempt and a four-point lead here in the fourth quarter, and the shot's up, and he misses a pair. Rebounds going to be, what are we going to have is Louis White Sr. ends up on the floor for Huna. Ball's going to be inbounded under Huna's own bucket by Huna. Goes into White. White works it in to number 31, and that's Andy Gray. Gray comes back out to White, over to Kamal Lindoff, drives the lane, puts it up. McCormick gets the block. Lindoff gets the ball back. He comes out and he gives it off to Adam Lee. And Adam Lee now has 2 points in the book. And it's 56-50. We go the other way. Quick layup. Ooh, boy, we had a wreck on the attempted rebound recovery as the shot missed by Scott Forbes. They did not call a foul on that wreck. It was Adam Lee to go knock Pete Dorn sideways. Inbounds pass, goes into Erickson, back in for Kluckwan, out to McCormick, and loose ball on the far side, turned over. Louis White, he'll come to Lindoff, log half-court pass, and Lindoff tries to put it up left side, and they're going to call a travel on him. So that was a nice block by Scott Forbes. Kamal went to shoot it from the left side of the lane, and Forbes put him back down. Kamal went to try it again, and Forbes got a hand on it, and then Kamal traveled with it, so that's a turnover. So they trail by six, Kluckwan does. As they get the ball, they'll bring it down, try a three from the left side. That one's going to miss by Buss. The ball goes out of bounds on the near side. Officials right there say it did come off of Kluckwan, so it'll be Huna's ball in as Louis White will throw it in to Kamal Lindoff. White on the inbounds pass to Lindoff. White comes down left side in front of this court table. Lindoff brings it across the timeline at midcourt. He'll drive around David Buss on the far side, holds it up, now comes back out to Adam Gray. Gray works it in. A hook shot, put up. That one missed by Gray. And that was Adam Lee that brought it down. We got Adam Lee and Andy Gray. I probably mixed their names up a little bit a couple times. They're right next to each other. Long shot from McCormick by Kluckwan from three-point land. Will miss. Rebound cleared off. Huna with the lead comes down. It'll be Lindoff. Lindoff. He's going to try and go up underneath McCormick, and McCormick's just going to hold his hand out, kind of like a big tree limb, and I guarantee you it did not move. 56-50, Huna has the lead. McCormick blocks the ball. It goes out of bounds, so Huna will bring it in right under their own buckets. Louis White throws it in the right corner to Jeremy Martin. Jeremy tries to work it down underneath to Michael Mills, back in the game for Huna. Ball's knocked away, so we'll do it again. Huna inbounds it to Jeremy Martin in the right corner. Now a screen set by Michael Mills, and Martin's shot misses, but right behind that is Michael Mills, who grabs it, puts it up, and he's got his first two for the fourth quarter. It's 58-50. Oh, and Huna steals the ball right back, and Lindoff's all by himself. Lays it up. Kamal Lindoff steals the ball, gets to... Pardon me, and just like that, we have a 10-point lead, 60-50. And Huna steals the ball again. Lindoff with another attempt, right side, jumper up from 12, won't go. Rebound cleared off by Forbes. Over to David Buss for Klukwan. Long three, left side. That one won't go as he shot over the top of Michael Mills trying to defend Verhoena. The three-pointer misses, and they bring it out to Jeremy Martin. So Huna's got a little more pep in them, especially with Kamal Lindoff, as he just brings it down, and he's outrunning the whole Klukwan team. He's wearing them out. He puts up a three. We've got a break in the action. It's 63-50. We're going to take a timeout. It's going to be a 60. We'll be back in 1 minute.
Play-by-play action on KINY, powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49, continues in a moment.
With longer days and more daylight, it's time to stop daydreaming about spring and start planning for it. Think about repowering your boat now to be ready for Spring Kings. Carl's Auto and Marine has Honda and Suzuki outboards ranging from 2.3 to 350 horsepower, including the new Honda BF350 V8. Financing APRs as low as 4.99% OAC. Learn how Carl's can repower to your needs or just get your boat ready for the water. Carl's Auto and Marine on Camden, just off Industrial.
Spring has sprung, and Western Auto Marine is ready. Rain gear, extra tufts, and all the stay dry, stay warm gear is right upstairs at Western Auto Marine. If you're getting the boat ready, come check out the latest from Lowrance. And don't forget to pick off the boat and trailer goodies for another year of safe fishing. The rod and reel combinations are ready for you, too. And for your pup, check out the new pet blankets in gobs of colors. Western Auto Marine Grants Plaza. What you need, when you need it.
Now, back to more play-by-play action, powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49 on KINY.
All right, we'll come back in. It's a big Klukwan. They're down by 13, 63-50. They go to the left side. Davis Buss up for three, just like that. And Buss gets another three. I think that's three of them for him. And it's now 63-53, trailed by 10. Huna goes down the other end. Jeremy Martin will come down the left side. Baseline jumper up, follows the shot, shot misses, gets his own rebound. Back out, he'll go on the right side as he gives it off to Hinchman in now. Albert Hinchman has the ball, bounce pass on the baseline, goes to Michael Mills, shot up, but it's blocked. Getting a hand on it underneath there is number 15, Pete Dorn, causes a turnover. Klukwan gets the ball. They're down by 10 as we're nearing the six-minute mark of the ball game here in the fourth quarter. Eric McCormick to Scott Forbes. Scott comes right, goes left. Lonnie Holland is really all over him. Huna's in a man-to-man. Now come Louis White. Now they come to Eric McCormick, right side. He puts up a three. Eric McCormick, only with his second three in the ballgame. I've seen him score six this week. So he had a three in the third and now a three here in the fourth at 63-56. As Klukwan's trying to climb back from that 13-point deficit, longest of the ball game. They're down by seven, and it's going to be Huna with the ball, comes over to Jeremy Martin, left side. Now he'll go top of the keys, wide open, puts up a left-handed three. That one misses. Rebound picked off by Albert Hinchman. Hinchman comes out to White. Over on the far side to Martin, tries another three. That one from the right side won't go. This one cleared off by Klukwan, and Buss comes down, or Forbes, yeah, it's Forbes. They're going to give a whistle and a foul against Louis White Sr. He's going to say he was set. He thinks he should have got a charging foul, but instead he gets the second foul against him, and it'll be Klukwan's ball in near court. He's still talking to the official as he tries to block the inbound pass. Buss finally gets it in as he goes into Pete Dorn for Klukwan. They're down by seven. They work it over in the far corner. Loose ball intended for Scott Forbes, but it's picked up instead by Albert Hinchman, who comes down for Huna. Albert on the left-hand dribble across the timeline as we near the five-minute mark of the fourth quarter. Huna thought they had this one sewed up, but I'll tell you what, Klukwan can nail some threes, and they get themselves right back in it. They were down 13 here a minute ago. They're down by seven right now. It'll be Martin. Works it out on the left side. Now turnaround jumper up. No good. Gets his own rebound. Brings it out. Right-hand high post. Gives off to Albert Hinchman. Hinchman thinks about shooting but doesn't. Gives it to Martin. Martin now the playmaker for Huna. He comes out. Coming down to give him a little outlet is Lonnie Howland on the right side. He tells Howland to go down left. Then Martin comes back out after he gave it over to Hinchman. Back to Martin. Hook pass, Louis White, senior. Back over to Hinchman. Hinchman passes left. He gives it over to Lonnie Howland as Hoonah's working the ball very nicely. Oh, and they get it in finally to Martin, and he misses an easy layup in the lane. Might have been partially deflected. Rebound, Kluckwan. Three-point attempt put up from the right side, trying to get that seven-point gap close to four as David Buss just can't make it sink. And a whistle and a foul, and that's going to be number three against Louis White, who just got the last two fouls for Hoonah. So it'll be Kluckwan ball in or their own bucket. Now we've got lots of substitutions for Hoonah. Let's see, 23 and 24 are coming out. That's Hinchman and Howland. Inbounds pass to Kluckwan. Shot misses. 56-63. They still trail by seven. Hoonah will bring it down court. They'll go on the far side to Lindoff. Lindoff will try and work it underneath. And it's pass is broken up. I'm not sure who it was intended for. It never got there. Knocked out of bounds by Kluckwan, so Hoonah will inbound it again. It will go into Kamal Lindoff. He gets a screen from Louis White on the right side. Comes over to the left. David Buss is all over him. Now they give back over to Joseph Cornell back in. Cornell tries a shot from the left side. That one will miss. So Hoonah hangs on to the lead, but they lose the ball. Coming down court on the far side, Charlie Spud. Spud loses away. I don't know what the signals are this official's given. You can hear the crowd, though. I think it was some kind of turnover caused by Kluckwan. I don't exactly know what the call was for, but it gives the ball over to Hoonah, and they'll inbound it at midcourt, far side. Jeremy Martin will hook pass inside to Michael Mills, puts it up. He's going to be fouled by Pete Dorn. So Dorn has, in my book, the first foul, and Michael Mills will go to the free throw line. Yep, that is the first foul on Pete Dorn. Mark Prippich is there. Prippich was at the free throw line a little bit ago, missed two. Let's see, how many is he's got? He's got 10 points in the ball game. All of those, that's on five twos. Next one's up, and that's good. He found the range on that one, so he's now one for three, and that makes it a 64-56 eight-point lead. As Neil Erickson will come back in to relieve Pete Dorn for Kluckwan. Now we go back to the free throw line, and Prippich would like to think he's going to get two. He takes a long time, pushes off, hard off the back of the rim, tipped way out, picked off by Lindoff. So Lindoff has it in three-point land for Hoonah. He'll come over into midcourt, now gives off to Jeremy Martin. Martin trying to get around Cornell back in the game for Kluckwan. Cornell for Kluckwan. Cornell's on Hoonah's. I'm busy watching this passing go all around. I glance at my sheet. 64-56. We got 2 minutes and 34 seconds. The clock has stopped. The ball was knocked away. Came off of Kluckwan. It'll be inbounded to Kamal Lindoff. He'll drive right for Hoonah. Now comes back to Louis White Sr. Back to Kamal Lindoff. Behind the back dribble. Goes into the lane. Now he gets double teamed. Tied up. Jump ball. Or not. No, the far side official is going to call a whistle and a foul. Is that on Louis White? I think it's going to be. And if it is, it'll be like his fourth. Although they're going to call it. I think they called it on Erickson, so that'll be his fourth. Kamal Lindoff goes to the free throw line. Lindoff was 3 for 4 up to now. Now he's 4 for 5. That first one's good. And he gets ready for his second. As they're back with a 9-point lead, they could make it 10 here at 65-56. All right, Lindoff's ready. 2 minutes and 12 on the fourth quarter clock. Shots up, in and good. He gets a pair on this trip, and it's 66-56, back with a 10-point lead. So Hoonah almost let Kluckwan in a couple times. Three-pointer attempted from Erickson. Right side won't go. Cleared off underneath by number 40, Prippich. He'll make a big hook pass to midcourt to Lindoff, and then Lindoff's going to have the clock stopped as he gets reached around and foul, whistle blows, clock stops. Lindoff will go to the free throw line, and Forbes picks up foul number 5 for him. So it's almost over, but the shouting now for Hooners. They'll move into the championship game in Masters. That'll be tomorrow at 1 o'clock as they'll go against Sitka. 34, Kamal Lindoff puts another one up from the charity stripe. Ready for his next. That one's up. It's in and good, and he gets another pair, so he's had 4 in a row from the free throw line, and it's 68-56. Back will go clock one way. They're going to try and work it around. They've had a couple opportunities for open threes, but they're not taking them. Erickson gets a little pass inside, and he gets tripped up by Kamal Lindoff, so Kamal will get the whistle and the foul, and Neil Erickson will go to the free throw line. That's foul number 3 on Lindoff. Erickson has only scored 2 points in the ball game, and that was at the very beginning of the first quarter as he picked up a 2-pointer. Takes a time, long, deep breath. That one's up in, and almost a straight shot, hardly any arc on his free throws. Hits the back of the rim and spins right in. So it's 68-57 now, and that brings Kluckwan back within 9. Or how about 11? And next one's up and misses. So Kamal goes 1 for 2. Rebound cleared off by number 31 in there now, looking Andy Gray. Gray got in the scorebook. Almost everyone on the roster for Hoonah has been in the scoring column as Hoonah throws the ball away at the other end. And it'll be Kluckwan to come down as McCormick gives it to Buss. Tries a long 3. Right side won't go. Cleared off right into the hands of Mark Pipich, who gives it off to Jeremy Martin, who goes back to Michael Mills, who makes a long pass all the way down the court to Kamal Lindoff, who ends up at the end of the baseline on the left side. Then he turns right around and fires it in straight away to Jeremy Martin, who gets 2 in the 4th, and he also gets fouled, so he'll get a chance for a 3-point play, and it's now 70-57. We were up by 13 earlier, Hoonah was, and now they are again. That's the biggest lead of the game. It could be stretched a little bit to 14 here as we're down to a minute and 35 in the 4th quarter. We're going to take a long break. We're on 2-hour segments now, you know, as far as separation of starting times. Our next game will be at 3 o'clock. It'll be women's competition, Haynes and Yakutat. And the shot up from the free throw line misses by Jeremy Martin. I'm sorry, by Lindoff. And loose ball. Hoonah gets it down to a minute 15. They've got the lead. Well, we got a 30-second timeout. I couldn't figure out what was going on. We'll take a 30-second break. Be right back.
Play-by-play action on KINY, powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49, continues in a moment.
Attention thrill seekers, it's time to give your ride the attention it deserves, a spring checkup for your two-wheeled companion. When was the last time you treated your bike to some TLC? Yeah, it's overdue. Bring your bike to Cycle Alaska today and they'll assess all your needs. Then their team will perform their magic, getting your bike in and out like a superhero in a flash. And ready for spring riding. At Cycle Alaska, they get it. Adventure and bikes are a match made in heaven. Let your wheels transport you to places you've only dreamt of. Where's your bike taking you next? The thrill awaits.
Now, back to more play-by-play action, powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49 on KINY.
Second now as another 2 is made by Buss for Kluckwan. 72-60, back within 12. We're winding down the clock. And it'll be McCormick with the ball. Back over to Buss, down to Forbes. He's going to lay it up for maybe the final 2 of the ball game. And Forbes gets to score in every quarter. 72-62, 10-point spread. Kahuna has the lead. They have the ball. We've got 11 seconds on the clock. Near side with the ball is Dwayne Jack Sr. for Kahuna. He bounces back on midcourt. He'll give it off to Adam Lee. Everybody's just going to take their time, stand still. Clock ticks down, and there's the buzzer. As Kluckwan is knocked out of here, and Kahuna goes into the game tomorrow night, championship competition, actually tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock. They'll go against Sitka, and I better write down the score before they take it off the board. Kahuna 72, 62 for Kluckwan. We're going to take a two-minute break here, and we'll come back with a healthy post-game show, and then we'll be back. In case you're wondering how long you've got break, it'll be a 3 o'clock game. It'll be women's competition with Haynes going against Yakutat. Back in 2 minutes with your post-game recap. Kahuna wins this one.
Gold medal basketball will continue in a moment. Live from our play-by-play booth, powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49. Hey there, movers and shakers. At Cootes Nauwoo, Inc., we're not just managing assets. We're creating legacies. Our mission? To weave economic benefits with cultural pride. All while having a laugh along the way. This year at Cootes Nauwoo, we want to show our support for the players during gold medal. Play hard, laugh hard, and have fun, everyone. Cootes Nauwoo, Inc. We're all about the fun while promoting economic benefits and cultural pride. Good luck to all the players.
Gold medal is back. See Alaska is excited to welcome the Juneau Lions Club Gold Medal Basketball Tournament. See Alaska wishes the players and teams the best of luck this week and hope that everyone enjoys the games. See Alaska's mission is to strengthen people, culture, and homelands of the Tlingit, Haida, and Tsimshian people. See Alaska is a proud sponsor of Gold Medal.
Attention all shoppers. Duck Creek Market is your ultimate convenience destination. Whether you're stocking up on beers, wines, liquor, or grabbing everyday staples like eggs, buns, sandwich meats, ice, and sodas, they've got it all. Why stress over multiple stops? Duck Creek Market is your one-stop shop located on Stephen Richards Drive. Swing on by and pick up your essentials on your way home. Duck Creek Market, the most convenient convenience store in the heart of the valley.
The month of March is filled with racing everything on wheels. Napa Auto Parts is also the proud sponsor of many race teams, including Chase Elliott in NASCAR, Alexander Rossi in IndyCar, Brad Sweet in the World of Outlaw Sprint Car, Austin Herzog in ARCA West, and of course, Ron Capps in the NHRA Funny Car. Napa knows how to keep these vehicles running strong, so stop by Napa Glacier Auto Parts and see what we can do to help keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Napa Glacier Auto Parts, nationally known, family owned, and locally trusted.
Napa know-how. Napa know-how.
Now, back to more play-by-play action, powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49 on KINY.
All right, welcome back. Mike Clasby here with the post-game show and Masters competition. As we have a quiet crowd now, we're going to take a break in a little bit. And women's will start at 3 o'clock, so we only have four games today. At 5 o'clock, it'll be C competition with Kahuna and Metlakatla, and then B competition for Kahuna and Angoon. Oh, and we've got a little halftime show going on here. We haven't had that before, or in between games. Let's see. It looks like the Kermadine Bears cheer team is down here. So I didn't expect that to be happening. Bob Sims, welcome. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. No, I was not aware of this either. And just for your information, they just won their the state cheer title for the fourth year in a row.
I did not know that.
Up at the state competition, the state cheering competition.
Well, I'll tell you what, they're filling this gym with some pretty good excitement, aren't they?
Yes, they are. And just so you know, I was just reading my my scores here from the high school, and Mount Edgecombe boys advanced to the state championship game.
Okay.
As they defeated, let's see.
Well, you find that, and I'll do a recap here. And when we come back, you'll have it. You got it? Who is it? Oh, Valdez, they won 67-38. You know, the Mount Edgecombe in their first two games, boys and girls, they blew everybody out of there. They're just doing it. They are a tough team.
Yeah, they really are. It would be really nice
for Archie?
Yeah, well, you and I were talking to Frisky, and this is Archie's last year coaching, and he has not had a state championship team in all the years that he's been coaching.
In all the years, I did not know that.
I wasn't aware of that. I was asking a couple of different people, and well, and we were talking to Scott McAdams yesterday, remember?
Yep.
And he said as far as he knew that he didn't have one. So this would be pretty cool if he won one more and went out not only with a state championship, but with an undefeated state championship. They are 25-0 right now.
Oh, my goodness. Isn't that something? You know, that's ironic. So in all the coaches we got around Southeast Alaska, we're losing Blasco at Thunder Mountain for boys. We're losing Andy Lee for Thunder Mountain girls. Now we're losing Archie Young for Mount Edgecombe boys. And Thunder Mountain's undefeated so far in state competition. They play this afternoon, I think it's 6:15 tonight, the boys and the girls. And Sitka Wolves lost their first one. The ladies, they won the next one, and I think they're playing again today as well.
Coming out of the consolation
track. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Looking for third.
Anyway,
season,
that's your high school update. Thanks for that, Bob. And, hey, I want to ask you something. And I like people to think we know what we're doing up here. And we try to – we're sending the game to them because they can't see it, so they can only see it through us. It's called Theater of the Mind on the radio, which I love. But I try and bring it as close – when you're down there officiating, do you ever think about the fact that you should make your signs nice and clear so everybody knows what you're calling when you're an official?
Yes. That's one of the things that we work on, and I always worked on it in preseason. I would count to 10 in the mirror and look at my arm to see if I was doing it. I would go 3 seconds and things like that.
Yeah.
So, yes, we are supposed to do that. We're supposed to come out here at the top of the key where we're clear from everybody. And then we're supposed to, you know, give the traveling sign or the timeout. And you're right.
I've struggled with these officials. They're great guys, and we're going to interview them either today or tomorrow. But sometimes I have no idea what they're calling.
Yeah, a lot of times, and it's getting late in the week, and they're getting tired too.
Because, that's what I wondered. There's seven
noticed,
of them.
Yeah, you noticed during the beginning of the week, their hand signals were up here. They were easy to see. Now everything is kind of down here.
Well,
they're going, what are they doing? All?
There's seven of them doing 42 games, and there's three guys per game. So they're probably getting 21 games apiece.
I would imagine.
And they're running up and down that court.
Oh, yeah.
As often as everybody else. All right, here we go. We told you we'd do the final recap, and we will individually for Kluckwan, who's out of this now, as Huna advances to the championship. Eric McCormick had 6 points in the game on 2 threes. High point for Kluckwan. High point man was Forbes. Forbes ended up with 21, followed by David Buss, who had 18. Those two guys are the only ones in double digits. Then we go back and 3 points went to Charlie Spud, 2 points to Nash. Frank Cornell was in for a little bit, no score. 2 points to Pete Dorn. Ed Hotch did not play. He was suited up, but he was just kind of coaching the team. Dan Hotch was in, and he missed no score for him. And Neil Erickson picked up three. And then we look at individual scores for Huna. And Huna advances to championship competition. Joseph Cornell had 2 points. Those were on free throws in the first quarter. Jeremy Martin picked up 12. He ties for the second high point man on the Huna team. Everybody on Huna scored something except for one, James Jack Jr., my little sidekick who comes up and helps with play-by-play. James was only in for a couple minutes. So anyway, Jeremy Martin picked up 12. Dwayne Jack Sr. had 3. 2 points went to Albert Hinchman. Lonnie Howland had 2. 2 points also for Adam Lee. 3 points to Andy Gray. Louis White picked up 8 on 2 threes and a 2. Kamal Lindoff was the high point man for Huna. He had 15. He was a great playmaker today all over the gym for Huna. 12 points for Mark Prippich, and that tied him with Martin at a dozen. And finally, Michael Mills picked up 8 in the game. The quarter scores, in case you missed the game, Huna led by 2 at the end of the first quarter, 19-17. They picked up 19 points in the second quarter. 20 went to Kluckwan, so our quarter score was 18 of 37. They were still up by 1. Then we go third quarter was 54. That was the lowest scoring quarter for Huna. They got 14 points, and they were outscored by Kluckwan, who had 20, but Huna still led 47. And the final score, 62 for Kluckwan, as they were knocked out by 10 over Huna.
So we got a championship rematch.
Oh, yeah, we do.
Sitka and Huna. Yeah, I did that basketball game, and Sitka knocked Huna into the loser's bracket. So Huna will be trying to climb out and knock off Sitka.
Yep, that was Thursday at 4:30. The final in that one, Sitka 59, Huna 47. So we'll see what happens. Well, we're going to take a half an hour break. We'll come back with more basketball on KIOY. Mike Klasny along with Bob Sims from Gold Medal Basketball at the George Houston Gym, Juno Douglas High School. Back in a while, folks.
You've been listening to Gold Medal Basketball live from the KIOY Play-by-Play booth, powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49, the only free travel benefits program designed just for Alaskans. Don't miss a moment. Download the Gold Medal Basketball podcast at KINYradio.com and wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.